Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. I'll respond to Robert of West Allis after this next call. John of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind, eh, John?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Matt. I was just kind of listening to your responses to Gary from earlier in the show, and I'm happy to hear that you agreed that Hunter Biden should be investigated. I called a few days ago in disagreement with your claims that Trump was on the take, and I didn't have the information in front of me, but in Hunter Biden's laptop, there's reference to satisfying the big guy, okay? Do you recall who might be the big guy that needs to get a certain amount of incentive for every dollar that Hunter Biden might have been on the take? The big guy, right? And I just will end my call with the fact that just think about if Trump had been in the presidency, does anybody believe that Putin would have invaded Ukraine, all right, versus Biden in office? Does anybody believe that Putin would have invaded Ukraine if Trump had been in office? I'll just let you go there. Thank you.
Okay, there are two things you raised, John. And then I'll get back to Robert of West Allis. First of all, I believe that there should be a full investigation of anybody who's accused of impropriety if they're at a high level. I have no objection to investigating Hunter Biden because he is being investigated. But you have to remember something. Jared Kushner was given a top secret clearance by Trump after the NSA and the Defense Department, the State Department strongly advised against it. And he used it to fly to Saudi Arabia, and then he got $2 billion from the Crown Prince. And same with Ivanka Trump. She got top secret after the government, the defense, NSA, and Secretary of State said, no, don't do it. She goes to China and gets trademarks that are not available to Westerners. The big guy there was Trump. Now, other siblings and kids of presidents have played on the president's reputation. There was a guy named Billy Carter, who was the brother of Jimmy Carter, and he played on that, and he became the representative and got paid for it for Libya, of all people, at the time. There's a guy named Roger Clinton, who was accused of corrupt, shady dealings, and he was the half-brother of Bill Clinton, and he traded on that. And then George W. Bush had a brother named Neil who committed securities fraud. And he traded on his brother's reputation. This happens. It ain't great. It should be investigated. And if it turned out the president's involved in it, then it should be further action should be taken. In none of those cases did the president get a dime. In Joe Biden's case, he had nothing to do with any investment that Hunter Biden made. And if you have information to the contrary, there's a U.S. attorney. I'd love to hear from you. But there's a lot of misinformation going out in the internet about this. So that is the truth. And not only that, then there are accusations by others that there are people that met in the White House. There's a visitor log. You don't think the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal looked at those visitor logs? If there were all these visits, you would have read about it in the newspaper. There were not. Now, with regard to your other things, do I think that Putin would have invaded Ukraine if Trump were president? Not only is there no question about it, but Trump had promised to pull us out of NATO. He weakened NATO in the EU. He called Merkel of Germany and Theresa May, who was then the prime minister of Britain, and yelled at him, said, "You're weak, you're stupid." He used those words because, you know, he's the president of the United States. May got flustered. Merkel sort of listened to it, but Merkel doesn't have nuclear weapons and we beat them in a war. What is she going to do? And Britain is a client state of ours, basically. Everybody expected, including Putin, that Trump would have pulled us out of NATO if he had gotten in. And then if we're out of NATO, it's not just Ukraine he would have gone into. He would have gone into Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. He would have treated Hungary the way he treats Belarus. He would have gone into Serbia, Bulgaria, all the countries they occupied before. He wants to restore the Soviet Empire. One of the things I don't understand, and, you know, John, I'm going to make an assumption that you're a Republican. I may be wrong, but it sounds like you may be. The Republican Party were stalwart patriots when I was involved in politics and growing up. We were resolutely anti-communist in both parties. Both Nixon, even though he committed criminal offenses, and JFK were strongly anti-communist. Dwight Eisenhower was strongly anti-communist. And by communism, you can read Russian mafia. They're indistinguishable. So was Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was an officer on nuclear submarine in our Navy. Reagan was strongly anti-communist. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. The Republican Party has become pro-Russian mafia. They stick up for Putin. They like Putin. That is a desecration of your tradition. And for Robert of West Allis, when you're talking about the Ohio primary between Chantel Brown, not Sherrod Brown, he is the senator, Chantel Brown, member of Congress, running against Nina Turner. Nina Turner was campaigned against by James Clyburn. He's number three in the House from South Carolina. He's the guy that helped Joe Biden get elected, by the way. And Joe Biden endorsed Chantel Brown against Nina Turner. Why? It's not that anybody's picking on the extreme left of the party. I think the extreme left of the party is weakening the party. Some people don't agree, and that's their right. But Nina Turner would attack and insult the Democratic Party. She was asked if she would vote for Joe Biden, and she said, asking me to vote for Joe Biden is asking me to eat half of an S sandwich instead of the whole sandwich. You don't say that about the president. You don't say that about your party's nominee in 2020. The fact is that the extreme wing of the so-called progressive movement are not Democrats. They attack Democrats. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a little smoother. She doesn't use salty language the way Nina Turner does, but she advocates primaries against incumbent Democrats all the time. And what she says about Republicans is much weaker and much more predictable and much triter. It's just talking points. No political party should have another political party that's separate from it as part of its caucus. In Europe, they're separate. They should be here. The truth of the matter is, after the State of the Union, the Progressive Caucus has their own response. They had Rashida Tlaib do it last time. She's terrible. And they insult the Democratic Party, and yet we have them in the caucus. I think the time has come to say, look, you have different values. You're too far left. You are Working Families Party. Okay, that's fine. But you're not going to appear on the ballot as Democrats because you're not Democrats. You're Working Families. You should appear as the Working Families. And people would say, well, then that will kill the Democratic Party. No, I don't think it will at all. The Working Families and the Democratic Party will vote together on many things. They didn't on some. The Working Families Progressive Caucus wouldn't support even hard infrastructure to try to leverage soft infrastructure. And they did it right up until the time of the November elections. And as a result, we lost the governorship to a Republican in Virginia and almost lost it in New Jersey and lost a influential state senator in New Jersey. There has to be some party discipline. Those are my views. Look forward to discussing this in a future show. Coming to the end of the show, great themes, great discussions, great call-ins. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.